Hello, Candice Lamb.
Hello, Amanda Wilson.
That sounds very crisp today.
Good audio.
Good audio. What's that called? ASMR. What does that stand for?
Audio.
I don't know.
Sound.
Microphone. I have no idea either. Oh, we're taking our Berkeys off.
Yeah.
Hey, it's warm today. It is warm today. I really like it.
Until I have to do a workout, and then I did not like it.
Yeah, in the sun.
Yeah.
Did running today.
Oh, yeah.
Hurt my feelings.
Hot.
The road was quite warm.
Mm.
But then you turn around, the wind was quite nice.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So only one way it was really warm.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
How was your workout?
I feel like I'm about to burp. Sorry.
Do it into the microphone. Do it. It's like farting in public if you burp.
I think it's gone. Yeah, it was good.
I don't think I've ever heard you burp.
Really?
I don't think so. Did you know that I can't burp?
You've said that before. I don't believe you.
Have you ever heard me burp?
No, but you haven't heard me burp either.
This is true. This is true. You don't believe me? You
think I'm like, just straight up lying?
I'm just lying. I don't blink. So like there are little gas pockets that surprise me.
Okay.
So they come up and like.
Via a burp?
Yes. No. They don't make noise.
Okay.
So it's like a tiny little like
inside. I think that counts as a burp.
Okay, fine. Let me rephrase.
Okay.
Sorry. I can't make myself burp.
Oh, no, neither can I.
Oh, you can't? I thought everyone
like
could.
Like on cue?
Yeah.
No.
Can't everyone do that? Question of the day. Nah. I thought for sure everyone can just like swallow air and then burp.
No. Nah.
Really? Everyone makes fun of me, like my whole childhood. Everyone's just like, okay, you can't do this.
I feel like those people are fake burping.
What
just do like
you
making
mean?
A noise.
No.
Really?
Have you never seen it?
No.
Oh, you didn't grow up with enough gross people around you, did you?
We were just like busy reading books and stuff.
Yeah. Callie does it to me to annoy me.
Really?
I hate it. It's disgusting. It makes me angry.
Huh.
So she's like, hey, mommy.
Really?
Just does it over and over and over. Like they swallow air and then they can burp.
No.
You didn't know about this?
Didn't.
Okay. This is a good question of the day. Because I thought everyone could do it, but apparently not. Except for me. That's why I say I can't burp.
No.
Maybe you can't burp.
Maybe I can't burp. But there's one in that's coming. It's going to come out soon.
I'm excited. And then I farted a lot as a kid.
Fit aid burp.
So everyone would make fun of me that I was, like my gas just went out my butt.
Came out the butt instead.
Well, that was a good introduction. 3 minutes of talking shit. What are we going to talk about today?
You got a new car.
I did get a new car. Well, didn't think we were going to talk about this. But yeah, I did get a new car.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
It's very exciting.
It is very exciting.
Do you love it? Out of 10, how much do you love it?
Oh, 11.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, that's I love good. It. I've got, I'm getting the wheels painted black on Monday.
Oh.
Very exciting.
Fancy.
And it pretty much drives for itself. So it's pretty exciting. It's been 8 years in between new vehicles.
Shit.
Hmm.
Nice.
I love it.
It's very cool.
Makes me feel way bigger than everyone on the road.
Do you get any buyer's regret when you buy something
like that?
New and expensive. Like, do you ever go like, fuck?
Kelly's like, hey, mommy, how much was this car this morning? She's like, how much was this car? I was like, oh, a fair bit. She's like, $2,000? I was like, yeah, that and a little bit more, babe. No.
Okay.
I don't think I've ever had buyer's remorse. You do, don't you?
Yeah, so much.
All the time.
Oh, everything.
Even clothes and stuff.
Yeah. But it's like, that's not bad because it's not expensive.
So when you get buyer's regret or buyer's remorse, whatever you want to talk about, we'll call it, what happens in your brain? Is it like, oh, I shouldn't have done that?
Yeah.
Just that?
Yeah.
I don't on like repeat?
That. Yeah. Why did you do that?
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. You definitely shouldn't get a new car
no,
for that reason.
I feel like.
You'd struggle.
It'd be like 10 years of like guilt every day.
Jesus. No, like
what have you done?
I forget and then I'll look out the front door and be like, oh! I was putting my coffee cup in the bin here before and Kel was in the coffee shop. I was like, who's – oh, it's mine! So no, no guilt, no remorse
interesting,
here.
Interesting.
It is interesting.
Mm.
But I didn't grow up with a lot of money. I didn't get much stuff.
Yeah.
So I feel like maybe that's why I didn't really – man, I didn't even get new fucking clothes or Barbie dolls. Everything was hand-me-downs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense.
So I like new shiny things.
Fair enough.
Yeah. But what are we actually going to talk about?
Well, it's the middle of October, which means it's basically the end of the year. in people's brains.
Yeah.
This is the time of year we start to see people disappearing a little.
Yeah, just like slowing down, yeah. Like winding down.
For Christmas, yeah. Which is still fucking ages away.
Yeah, and we talk about it every year. Christmas is one day. But like there's like the wind down and mm-hmm. people that come 3 times a week will all of a sudden start coming 2 or 1 because I'm just so busy now. And I'm not saying you're not.
I just burped. It came out.
Did it?
Yeah.
Does it make noise? Do you ever make a noise?
I like if I let it, it will, but I can like keep it in.
Have you ever heard me fart?
Not heard, no.
You smelled those things. I don't think I've heard you fart either.
I'm silent. I'm mostly silent farting.
Farting and burping.
I feel like silent. I can control it most of the time.
I'm going to start farting out loud near you.
Okay.
I'll see how you, I just won't say
anything. This is a big detour, but on... I'm very sorry for anyone who's hoping to get something out of this podcast today because you're not going to. Every Tuesday morning, I come in early to earlier than normal to train. I don't know why I'm telling the story. It's just funny. And I always have strict handstand push-ups on a Tuesday morning. And I always fucking time it at the same time that you get here and do your morning poo. Mm. And I do my handstand push-ups outside the toilet, which is terrible. So, yes, I fucking smelt your fart because every Tuesday.
You smell my shit.
It's in my mouth. While I'm upside down.
And I think it was this Tuesday. I was about to walk in the toilet and you were like sitting over to the side in between sets. You were like, you better not be. I was like, you know where I am. You know where I'm going. Hey, it's my routine.
I know. It's also mine. Well, so we just have to.
I can't move the toilet. Okay. You can move the push-up mat. I can move.
That's true.
I just don't want to. Well, it's not my fault. You want to smell my shit. You want to stay there and. It's like
I'm just going to change my whole day around.
Oi, you know me inside out.
Upside down.
Does it smell worse when you're upside down?
Yeah, I think it's just when you're doing something that's already like very like challenging for you.
Yeah.
Like strict handstand push-ups are like not a good time for me most of the time. So like pair that with like
shit
sitting in a sewer.
You're actually dipping your head into a sewer every rep you go down because you're like, breathe in.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's like when you were doing ring dips yesterday and me and Sarah were laughing.
Oh, I was like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, she went and turned the music up. I was like, oh, she mad.
Oh, funny. And then, like, then you spray so much deodorant and it just, like, meshes with the shit. It's just... Oh, that's a lot.
Well, in my defense, I don't spray the deodorant to cover up the shit
I did
smell.
Ask you that one day. I yeah, was like, are you fucking spraying that in there?
Yeah.
For the poo smell?
I just feel like I need a shower in a can after I do a shit. Like every time after I defecate. Is that the right
yeah,
word?
Yeah, it is.
Every time after when I defecate, I spray deodorant on. I feel like I need to be cleaner. You know?
Yeah.
Hey, have you ever used, this is way deep podcast today. Have you ever used like the toilet paper that's actually like butt wipes?
Like wet wipes?
Yeah.
No, I don't think I have.
We had them for a long time and we found out they were bad for the environment. Yeah. So you shouldn't flush them. But you have not got a clean arsehole until you use those.
Yeah. We use them quite a lot for patients with like issues.
Oh, what sort of issues?
People who get a bit of like leakage and stuff.
Oh. Like
it's good for cleanup.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's good for everyone.
Yeah?
Yeah, it really cleans your butt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who else is it good for?
Like just...
Oh, just like everyone using
just
it.
Just like everyone.
In my head, I was like... Anyway, don't worry. Don't worry.
No, please, go on.
No. It's okay.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I feel like it's going to be real funny. But
well, I was like, in my head, you're like, it's good for everyone. And I was like, you wiping your butt, like, good for you and good for Jordy. Like, good for me. I was like, I don't know how it affects me. But that's
like
not what you were
me
meaning.
Me wiping my butt is good for you.
Us, yeah. But that doesn't make any sense.
I mean, it might be.
Maybe. Anyway.
It might make me happier. Maybe. Well, we took a very large detour.
Anyway, October.
Yeah.
It's October.
So basically Christmas.
Yes.
So what we were saying was that we find people generally, this is where we will find people go, it's the last term of the year. I finish work in 6 to 8 weeks. I'm really, really busy. I don't have time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have time to cook, so I'm going to go through the drive-thru. I don't have time to train, so I'm just going to skip the gym today. And in our experience, it's the people, even if you can't be perfect, like, don't drop off completely, right?
Yeah, because, yes, life is going to get busier over the next couple of months. I don't know why we do this to ourselves every year. It's so stupid. But doing something is better than doing absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
Even if that something looks very different to last term, for example.
Yep.
And I find, I don't know if you agree with this, but the people who are already struggling, like already like hanging by a thread, almost keeping it all together, like they're the ones that disappear the fastest and the biggest. Yep. Like they're the ones who are maybe like gone for a long period of time, or just like really struggle through this time of year.
Yeah. And I think it, like when you're busy, when, you know, we've talked a lot about, you know, how many things you got going on, your cup can only be so full type situation. So when you've got lots of stuff overflowing, this is one of the first things that you're like, oh, I just have to cut it.
It's too much.
Too much. It's too much for now. So I'm just going to put it on hold. I'm just going to go on hold until next year. Don't do that.
Mm.
It's not good for you. It's like, I know that it, you know, if you miss an entire week, you're like, oh, you know, I've just wasted a week. I've wasted my money, blah, blah, blah. Just get back into it. Just start, just do what you can.
Mm-hmm.
And that might be, if you're normally somebody who comes 5 days a week, just come two, just for a week, and then do three, you know, do what you can. But stopping altogether, it makes starting so much harder.
So much. And the other thing about this time of year is, yes, it's busy, but it's busy for our own doing. Like, we do it to ourselves. Very true. If you know you're someone who struggles with that every year, start having a look at it now and figuring out what you have to say yes to and what you don't have to say yes to, because ultimately you're in control of that. You do not need to go to every single kid breakup party, school breakup party, work. Like, you don't have to say yes to all those things. No one is going to care if you can't go to all of it. So start putting some boundaries in place now so that the things that are actually important to you don't disappear for the next couple of months.
Love it. Just like food prep, right? Just think a week or two or even a month in advance, mm-hmm. and check out all that social stuff that's going on, and like you said, all of the kids stuff or maybe the work functions, all that stuff's gonna come out of nowhere any day now. Halloween's just around the corner. We do that in Australia now.
We do every year. I'm so shocked. I don't have kids, so every time it comes up, I'm like, oh fuck, we're doing this again.
Yeah, and each year I've noticed, yeah, it's getting bigger. And like the decorations and coming into the store earlier. There's like Halloween and Christmas decorations
together,
at Big W everywhere right now. Fuck. Both things are just everywhere.
That's insane.
It is. And yeah, you don't have to do it all.
No. I'd love to hear from any members if they struggle, if there's someone who struggles with that. Like, I know already I'm hearing moms be like, oh, we've got like breakup party for soccer, and then we've got to buy presents for, like, blah, blah, blah. It's just turning into a monster. Like, come and tell us and let us help you say no to a few things.
Now's a great time for booking in for some goal reviews for the end of the year, and just breaking stuff down in your head, because it can get very overwhelming. Like, everything can just pile onto each other, and it just, you know.
Yeah, and talking it out sometimes helps, because sometimes when you say it out loud, you're like, oh, yeah, like, actually, I know how to fix that problem now that I've verbalized it, or someone else is listening to me say it.
It's pretty common that before I see people for goal reviews, they've sorted it out before they get to me, because they start going over what they're going to say to me before they get there. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, oh, hey, so I think I figured it out, but, and then they'll just go through it. And I think that's so good. Like, just having that person, you know, you're saying it out loud to, and someone that you know is going to help keep you accountable. And then all of a sudden you figured out your own answer to your problem.
Love it. Love it.
It's very, very cool.
And then, because it's almost the end of the year, you know what that means is coming.
Christmas!
The next thing that's coming.
The CrossFit Open.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It is. How many months now? Have they released a date
yet? Well, they normally release it after the games each year, I'm pretty sure. And
I'm racing you.
Yeah, I'm not. No, you go. I was just going to go to Joe's message when she sent 3 months, 3 weeks, I think. Was that last week? October 3rd she sent that. So 10 days ago. So it's just over 3 months away, which is crazy. It goes like the year just goes so far. Like, I think the Open is like CrossFit Christmas, basically, where we all get to celebrate our fitness over 3 weeks, which is very, very fun. But yeah, it just feels like it comes around sooner and sooner each time. So what are the dates? Did you find them?
No, there's nothing there yet.
No.
Just 2024.
Lies. I don't believe you. You didn't research
all of them. I did. I'm doing it again.
It's around 3 months. And yeah, I just feel like sometimes for a lot of people it comes out of nowhere. So if you, Candice Lamb, did the Open last year and you've trained all year, you feel like you've gotten fitter, but you're really nervous about the Open again, what would you do? What would you do right now? What is something that you could do right now when you look at last year's Open and you want to, you know, you want to improve? Like, what would you do? What's something that you could pay attention to?
I mean, the first thing I would do is probably book a goal review, to be honest. Again, to get all those thoughts out. But from there, a bajillion things we could do. But the first thing I'd start looking at is the easy stuff, simple stuff. Thank you. Sleep and nutrition.
Yep. Sleep is the boring stuff. So underrated.
Oh, man. I can't even.
It's everything.
Yeah. Since Hannah has been back, I've noticed I don't know if we've talked about this yet. I've noticed a huge difference. So I've gone from 3 early mornings a week to 2 early mornings a week.
Yeah.
The impact that has had on my recovery has been enormous. Like, I'm almost in the green every day now. That's whereas before I'd be struggling from, because I used to do earlies Thursday, Friday, Saturday, but now it's just Friday, Saturday. So I'd be yellow or red on my recovery pretty much that half of the week. Yeah. But now I'm yellow maybe 1 or 2 days a week.
Yeah.
Like, it's just made just getting that extra hour 2 nights a week has made I can't even believe how different it
and has makes made me feel. Yeah, makes like the difference in feeling. What would you say the biggest things that you feel are different?
I think my mental health, like, it really impacts my brain and the way it functions, and just and then when I feel good, I do good. So I make better choices with my food. I have more time to make those choices. And then I've just got more to give in every other aspect of life. Like, I think it is the number one most underrated thing that people could change today, like right now.
And I think where most people would go wrong in our society would be their fucking phones.
Fucking social media. Yeah.
Like, if you were to start one place, it would be pick a time an hour before bed and do not touch that fucking thing again.
Yeah.
Put your alarm on, turn the screen to grayscale, all of that stuff. Like, have it all set up so you don't touch it and there's no need to touch it an hour before you go to bed.
Yeah.
Just start there.
Yeah.
And I think that would be, because it's like, crack, like, it will keep you awake.
And it's designed, it's like pokies, like, they're designed to keep you scrolling and clicking and looking. And
so for people who say that, like, I'm not tired, I can't go to sleep, don't
bullshit
whinge to me about that until you turn your phone off an hour before your bedtime. So if you want to go to sleep at 9, that's at 8, not 15 minutes before you go to bed, go to sleep at 9 or whatever. You've got to, that would be number one, right? Like, get rid of that phone.
I'm very bad at that, and it's like, I don't know, I feel like it's something, you're right.
Yeah,
there's a wall there. Something that I have to like remind myself of every single night. Mm. Like, it's a constant, like, it's 8 o'clock, put it down. It's 8 o'clock, put it down. Don't nail it all the time. But that's something that I think people should start with.
And like you just said, you don't nail it all the time, but it doesn't mean you throw it out the window completely. No. And that's the same as what we were saying with training this time of year and eating well and all that stuff. Like, if you don't nail it one night of the week, you don't just throw that out the window for the rest of the week.
Yeah.
You just do your best the next night. Like, that's all we can do is, you know, you're not perfect. We can't make everything perfect every single day, but it's those who get back on sooner that have more success with this sort of stuff.
Yeah. And I find with a couple of my nutrition clients setting like a either an alarm or just being aware of a time where they have to start their bedtime routine almost. It's like TV turns off at this time so you don't get stuck watching, oh, just watch one more episode. Like, no, TV goes off regardless of where you're up to in that episode and you start that wind down routine.
Yeah.
Probably about half an hour before you need to be in bed.
Yep.
Which should be like half an hour before you plan on going to sleep. Yeah. So it's like you have to start quite early and be quite disciplined with all of that. But man, it makes a big difference.
Yeah. I find, yeah, if you've got good like self-reflection on what fucks you up, then you'll have more luck as well. Like I find no TV during the week works well for me because if I start watching something on YouTube, then it'll just play the next thing. Mm-hmm. Then it'll just play the next thing. I'll be like,
oh, I'm here already.
One more episode. I'll just go one more time.
Yeah.
So yeah, I avoid the TV during the week. And once it's ridiculous, really. Once Callie's in bed, that's when my bedtime routine kicks off. So 7:30 is when I'm starting to sort my life out.
Yeah, I'm exactly the same. We try to avoid telly during the week because I just get stuck.
Yeah.
I'm like glued to the couch.
Yeah.
Like stuck there.
It's very comfortable.
Yeah.
And then it just automatically plays the next thing that it knows that you're going to like.
Yeah, it's too
easy. Oi, we ordered our first, speaking of easy, we ordered, honestly, no wonder this is the most overweight fucking country. It's ridiculously easy. We ordered our first delivery to food to our house.
Oh, like Uber Eats?
Uber Eats doesn't come to Blah Blah, no, I don't think. No, it doesn't.
Like Deliveroo, I think, or DoorDash.
Yeah. We use DoorDash. Just telling everyone what to use. Use DoorDash if you live in Blah Blah. It was so easy.
So easy.
And now it's starting to send me notifications at dinner time every night.
This is on special tonight.
Ooh. It's wild. Yeah. It was very good. What do we have? Sushi. From So Sushi. Mm. It came all the way to Blah Blah. But it's so easy. Because once you enter your credit card details, you don't even have to enter them again. So they're just saved there. It's like
not paying.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. And then you don't even have to communicate. You don't have to answer your door. You can click a little button that says, just drop off. So old mate just drops it off, takes a photo, sends me a photo.
Dinner's here.
That is so easy.
It is.
I wouldn't want to cook.
Yeah.
Like, no wonder. Anyway, that was just a side note. But yeah. My side note point is that all of this stuff is designed to keep you fat and happy, but you're not really happy.
Like, there's very smart people in corporate offices right now figuring out how to keep you on your screens for longer.
Keeping you buying stuff, keeping you like, it's sad.
Yeah.
It makes me mad and sad.
Yeah. But that's a good tangent into nutrition, I guess.
Yeah.
Nutrition is another simple, not easy, simple thing that you can start working on now. And if you're looking for improved performance in the open next year, you need to start now. Don't wait until after Christmas.
Yes.
Do it today.
Yeah. So in terms of nutrition, I find even myself, it can be very overwhelming.
Yeah.
So if someone who, let's just say they want to lose weight and they want to get their first toes to bar in the open and they were really, really close last year. Like what should they be doing now with their nutrition? They don't really do anything. They don't really know that much. Where would you start? Where would we recommend they start?
I think you need a coach. Mm-hmm. If you, just like anything, if you want to get better at something you don't know much about, you need someone to help you. So you need to employ a nutrition coach, so either myself or somebody else who knows what they're talking about,
because you can help break things down,
make
it a little bit more simple for them to
because digest. It's then our job to help filter you the information you need in that moment rather than you being overwhelmed by everything that's out there, because there is a lot out there, but you don't need to know everything all at the same time. You don't need to do everything all at the same time. So it's kind of like a progression in the gym. Like, we wouldn't get you, if you were trying to get a bar muscle up, we'd be like, all right, fucking get up there, off you go.
Good luck.
We would break it down into pieces that you could achieve and then build on those pieces. So nutrition coaching is exactly the same as that. Yeah. And then you get that added like accountability of someone checking in with you every week and being like, hey, what happened here? Like, what do we need to do better next week to make sure that this is getting hit every day?
Love it. Yeah, I think, I'm not a nutrition coach, but I find the thing that people do when they try to do it themselves over the years, they'll they just go too hard.
Yep.
They cut cows right down. They're like, 1,200 sound about right? No!
Unless you are a small child, no.
So they just go so hard. And then, like our brain is wired to want carbohydrates and want fat, especially when they're combined. Mm-hmm. And we just want that. So if you restrict it, I was listening to old Huberman yesterday, who's talking about willpower and tenacity, and like they've done a bunch of studies on it. And I don't even know how they studied it. I'm going to butcher this, but they had, like, they did a study with, what was it? Radishes and fresh baked cookies in the same room. One group was dieting. They had to resist the cookies, and the other group was not dieting, had to resist the radishes. Basically, if you're dieting, your smell, like the smell of cookies, is so much, it's like double as good.
Yeah.
So if you're like calorie restricted, it's twice as hard for you to resist things that you love.
Yeah.
And we're hardwired to want the delicious carb and fat, calorie dense foods.
And like the men in offices that are, or women maybe also in offices, who are getting us to stay on our phones longer and like engineering that, there is the same amount of smart people in a different office trying to make that food taste and smell and feel
and look
and look and everything to make us want to buy it and eat it more. Yeah. So it's, yeah, people are out there trying to fuck you up, basically.
Absolutely.
So yeah, you need a coach for that as well, probably. Unless you are, yeah, no, you need a coach. Everyone needs a coach. Everyone, I was gonna say, unless you're very disciplined, but even then you still should have someone helping you.
Absolutely. It's it's very helpful.
Yeah.
So that's nutrition and sleep. So we want to get better at the open. We're going to tell you sleep is well and truly in your control, to, you know, mostly in your control. Like, you're set up to help you sleep well is in your control. Yeah. You can't control how well you sleep, but you can control how well you set that up to make sure it works well. Nutrition is in your control to get help. So you just got to reach out. Don't be scared to reach out. Reach out to us, reach out to someone else, but someone that's qualified, nutrition coach, dietitian, blah, 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 all that stuff. What else if we want to get better at the open?
And then I guess the next stuff is the training based things, which also luckily are in your control. I think the first thing people should start with is like consistency.
Mm.
Make sure you are showing up 5 to 6 days a week when you can. And while you're here, you're working hard.
Yeah. If you're nailing that, book in a goal review, talk to me. We will talk about what specific movements that you can work on. Whether you just do the extras from the programming in CAP, or we're just, you know, working on specific toe to bar drills, whatever, getting a personal trainer maybe once a fortnight, something like that, to help you out with furthering your skills. It's not nothing. This is not rocket science. It's not hard. It's very simple. It's just not easy. And like all of it, you need willpower, you need discipline, and you need that consistency. And that's where most people fall off and struggle. They go too hard, too fast, fall off altogether. But we're here to help, and we want to be able to help you get to where you want to be. And that's why we do what we do. So
yeah,
come and see us.
And yeah, like you said, most people aren't doing the basic stuff well. You probably don't need to be doing billions of PT sessions and extras yet until you're doing all of those baseline things.
Yeah.
Once you're nailing that, sure, let's do a little bit more, but let's work on getting you here more often and controlling all the other things you can.
Absolutely. Mm. And in same subject, different lane, go back to what we talked about last week. Maybe the open and getting better isn't for you right now.
Yes.
And that's also okay.
And that's okay also.
But yeah, you definitely got to look at what's happening in your life, how busy you are. But like you said, you've got to put up your own boundaries. And are you busy because you're making yourself busy? Mm-hmm. Or is there a lot actually going on?
Yeah.
Look at that. Talk to us. Talk it out. And yeah, we'll be able to help for sure. But maybe not everyone is going to be, you know, working towards PBs this year in the Open. Maybe it's just, and it doesn't have to be that. Like, more so than anything, it's just like a big old party for fitness.
Yeah, and it's like, and everyone, once they've done it, says the same thing. Like, no one gives a shit how you did. Like, no one's going to remember, I promise you.
They're worried about themselves. Like, everyone's only worried about their own performance.
Yeah.
However, they're very impressed by effort. Yes. No one cares about your outcome, but everyone is always impressed by the effort that they see.
Impressed that you showed up and you gave it everything you could.
No one's going to remember what score you got and how far you got through the workout or who beat who. No one gives
a shit.
I don't
even remember my own shit. Like, there's no way in hell I remember anyone else's.
No.
So don't be worried about that. Just worry about showing up and having a bloody good time.
Yeah, bloody good time.
But also don't panic. It's fine.
Yeah. It's still 3 months away. Yeah,
still got heaps of time.
Still got to get through Halloween and Christmas and my birthday.
And then like my birthday and then it's the Open.
And then it's the Open.
So many things.
Yeah, it's a good time of year. Mm-hmm. That was good. Mm-hmm. Anything else?
I should have written this down. I was listening to another that podcast that the Life Seasons things came from.
Yeah.
Can you see my eye twitching? No. Did you see that?
No.
I feel like you were looking straight at it. Are you sure?
Like, not looking at your eyes. Okay. Wow. Paranoid.
It just feels so big when it's your own eye that like you feel like everyone's like, whoa.
No, nah, it didn't say it from us.
Cool.
Whoa.
No.
Did just actually do it.
Joking. fuck, what was I saying? Oh, yeah. Life
podcast.
The podcast that I listened to that talked about it, which then prompted us to talk about it, which a lot of people seem to like last week, which is awesome. Great. He said something about it in a different episode yesterday where he was like, it's okay to not like the season you're in, but you're still going to enjoy bits and pieces of it. So same as like you might be watching a movie and hating the whole movie, but still liking little bits and pieces of it. So it's okay to not enjoy it overall, but still try and look for the little good things within that season.
I love it.
And knowing like the movie's going to end eventually, like this season will end eventually and different stuff will come your way, but just ride it out and look for the good stuff inside the shitness, if it is that at the moment for you.
I love it. It's it's really interesting that you say that. I'm reading a book at the moment. I forget what it's called. I only just started like 2 nights ago. Raising Girls Who Like Themselves, maybe something like that. Callie's pretty introverted and relatively pessimistic for...
I think she might be mine.
Yeah, I think she is. she's yours and Geordie's. I don't know how because you two didn't know each other. I swear
we've never met.
I mean, I was pregnant with her, so yeah. I'm not worried. but yeah, this really interesting. It was talking about goes through each chapter and like different little exercises you can do with your kid. And I think so much of it could do with adults and as well. And something that I've always done, and I ask her after school, like the best thing that happened in her day. But the first thing I'm going to start implementing from tonight is writing down 3 of the best things that happened in your day. So before bed, write down 3 of the best things. And it talks about how, this part of the brain, like having like basically being optimistic and looking for the good things, you can change it. It's not hardwired. Like everyone thinks when they're relatively like negative or drawn to that side or like, you know, woe is me or all that sort of stuff, people think this is just the way I am. But the good news, which I was very happy to read, was that Kelly's not going to stay like that.
Yeah.
If you know, you can start working, and adults can work for that as well.
Yeah.
I just think that's really, really important, like to have just a solid outlook, you know. Also on the Huberman podcast yesterday, long story short, willpower. You have limitless willpower if you believe you have limitless willpower.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't believe you do, then you don't.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was like, whoa, like we always talk about, you know, how, you know, strong mindsets matter, but they really matter.
They really matter.
And I think that has so much to say with, you know, to do with just how you view the world and view things, mm-hmm. and having positive outlooks and knowing that you can change and you're not stuck this way and all that sort of stuff. I think it's so powerful. And we talk about like your circle of influence and the people you hang out with, and are they helping you or are they holding you back? All that sort of stuff matters. What you listen to, what you watch. So I think that's something else that people can focus on this time of year, is making sure that they're not getting so overwhelmed that they're starting just to doubt themselves and doubt their life.
This is what I always
do. Yeah, this is who I am and I'm shit and, blah, blah, blah. Like, trying to implement little routines or different things that can help them, to see the positive, see the upsides.
Yeah.
So I'm going to start doing that with Kelly every single night. And I think if anyone else wants to do it, they should.
Report back. Let us know.
Yeah. I just think it's...
Do you think she'll struggle to find three things?
I don't know. Mm. I have no idea. I told her this morning. I was like, guess what we're going to start doing? She's like, oh, what? Because I was like, because she runs in every morning. She ran in. And she laid down and I was like, hey, babe. She's like, hey, mommy. I was like, how's your sleep? She's like, really good. I was like, that's good. I was like, hey, so you know how mommy talks to you about maybe trying to be more positive sometimes? And she's like, yes. And I was like, well, guess what we're going to start doing? She's like, oh, what?
What now? Fuck.
And then I told her and she's like, okay. I was like, oh, okay, that's okay, interesting. Okay. So, we'll see. Sometimes even the when I pick her up from school and say, what was the best thing that happened today? I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes that can be really challenging. Sometimes it's really easy. So it always feels like a push for me. I'm just like constantly like fucking here. Like, gotta fucking drive this, But obviously I think over time it'll get easier and easier, and then hopefully it just becomes a part of who she is.
Yeah.
But that's only step one. So I'm looking forward to the rest of this book. Excellent. I think it's very interesting.
Oh,
I will.
Excellent. Excellent.
Got a question?
I do, actually.
Hit me.
Kelsey asked me this morning. I think it's because someone put it in here.
Oh.
Let me just open it up. Yes. Okay. Oh, no. I like this one better. Okay. We're going to use this maybe for question of the day tomorrow. Hannah put it in our group, and I think about this all the time. I'm going to show you a picture. What is your favorite hose setting?
You think about this all the time?
All the time.
You think about this all the time?
All the time. What do you use?
Oh, okay, let me see.
So for those, obviously you can't see what we're doing, like the little nozzly things.
Hose attachment. Yeah. Like, so we got like center, flat, jet,
shower.
Well, what am I doing? Am I watering the garden or washing the car?
You are watering the garden.
Shower.
Can I see?
What's the bottom one say? There's a cone. I think it's shower, but that it tells me by the looks of it, it might not have enough pressure.
Yeah.
So I might be
visualize which one you've picked and it's not enough. I know that it's not enough. Yeah,
it might be center.
Yeah.
It might be center instead of shower. Can we get a hose for tomorrow? We need to play with it.
Okay. No, I think shower is it. Sorry, I was thinking of the soaker one.
Oh,
I feel like it sounds like it's going to be good, but it's not.
Yeah.
I feel like center would kill all of your plants. They'd be like, whoa!
That's really interesting. That shower. Your shower as well.
Yeah.
It's really interesting that you think about this all the time.
Yeah, I do. Well, I'm just constantly thinking of like questions of the day. I'm like, that would be a good one.
Yeah, that's good. Do you water your plants with a?
Look, they're lucky if they get fucking good, to be honest.
How are my foster children
going? Actually, all still alive.
They're still alive. Yep. That makes me happy.
Yeah.
I went out to Em's yesterday for a facial, and she has a fig. Ooh. Near her new sign.
Okay.
And I walked in. I said, you fucking move that fig inside. You take it inside. It is burning. He's you dying. Move that. It is in trouble. And then when I was leaving, I said, bring it inside. They're very important babies. I really love figs.
Yeah, they're just so beautiful.
So pretty.
Yeah.
There was some at Singapore airport that were full massive. On trees.
Yeah, amazing.
They're so cool.
I just love them.
That's stuff plants. We should go get some more for the gym soon.
Okay.
Okay. Do you want to go now? Okay, let's go. All right, have a great day.
Bye.
Bye.